So, Ben, tell me a bit about yourself. Who are you? What do you do?
I'm Ben Horton. I'm an application architect. I work mainly in the sort of arenas of big data and also platform development. So we're building big platform systems, building big data type systems, recommender systems, things like that.
Cool. And so mainly on Azure?
Well, we do a lot of stuff on-premise. What we're doing recently is we've been starting to create hybrid environments. So that's creating infrastructure that's partly on-premise. So a lot of our big data type applications are on-premise because they crunch huge amounts of data. But we're starting to migrate some of that into Azure. We're starting to use the capabilities of infrastructure as a service and platform as a service as well.
Cool. So is this mainly desktop applications that are running big computations in the cloud or web applications? What sort of things?
Well, some of the things we're doing are recommender systems, so providing recommendations for large retailers for their customers. So a lot of them are very service-based, web API type sort of things.
Right.
So we would have our API front end would be based in Azure, and we'd be doing our bulk of processing on-premise and shipping those results up to Azure, and then doing sort of post-computation on those results, and then rendering results back to our clients, back to the retailer's clients.
Okay, so this is the famous big data that everyone's talking about
these
days.
Yeah,
what sort of volumes of data are you moving around?
It's massive amounts of data, so it's a very large set of millions of customers of their transactions. So it's transactional history, and it's taking those very large data sets, crunching them down into meaningful recommendation type information, then serving them up in very low latency API type environment.
So what sort of languages and frameworks and things do you use for that?
Well, the core of it is C#. So we're using C# as our main programming language. We've also been experimenting and using some of the NoSQL technologies. So things like Couchbase, things like Redis to offer very high performing, low latency caches, which are perfect for serving data from and the results we get from the big data computations as well.
Yeah, and of course Microsoft have just introduced Redis caching as a service.
And Microsoft ML as well, which you might also be looking at very soon.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get onto the preview for that myself.
Yeah.
HD Insight, do you use that?
We've been doing some initial pilots with HD Insight. So we've got an on-premise Hadoop cluster we've been doing some big data crunching with to create recommendation results. We've been investigating how we can start to use HD Insight as a replacement for the on-premise cluster.
Okay.
So shipping up large amounts of transactional data for them, running MapReduce jobs, using HBase, Hive, Pig to create those results, and even doing some experimentation with Mahout as well, so creating recommendations from Mahout.
Sounds like you're having fun.
Yeah, lots of fun.
So how did you find your way to Azure in the first place?
We were quite early adopters, actually. We started off with the free trials, and we started doing some pilots in there. So we started with some platforms of service development, started to build some applications there. And then we started to migrate some of our virtualized environments up into the infrastructure as a service to start take advantage of both platform and infrastructure as a service as well. We then started to do some experiments with Hadoop as well, HD Insight, and started to leverage some of that capabilities too. So we're pretty, we've been quite interested in the wide sort of environment can offer us.
Yeah. So it's the flexibility and the scalability and being able to just spin up hundreds of machines and then spin them down again.
The flexibility, the speed of being able to spin up the machines, and also for us the regionality as well. So we've got some customers who are based in the Far East, some in UK, some in US.
Right.
And rather than deploying some sort of central on-premise stuff, we can deploy services very close to the clients to reduce latency and get data to them very quickly, very speedily.
Would you have any words of advice for any of our viewers who might be thinking about adopting Azure and looking to get started?
I think it's probably not as scary as you might think. I mean, really, certainly for an infrastructure as a service, it's just like deploying something in your own data center, but it's an extension of, or using it as an extension of your data center. So I think dive in, have a go at the platform as a service stuff and the infrastructure as a service things too.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us.
Cheers. Thanks, Mike.